having an awareness of everyone who has made their transition, we could not say most about any of that. And we're talking about death experience. That's talking about near-death experience. And there is a big difference in that it falls a little bit in the category of the dream state, because when you have your sleeping experience, it's not so different from your death experience. There is not death. From your croaking experience, it's not really croaking either, but when you release your consciousness from this physical environment and reemerge into non-physical, whether you're doing it because you're slumbering or you're doing it because you've left this physical body permanently, you reemerge into that non-physical energy. Now, the thing, we talked about this yesterday, that when someone or anyone reawakens and they have this awareness of this dream experience or something that happened while they were away, it is being interpreted back through the understanding and the beliefs and the desires, but mostly the beliefs, the dominant vibrations that they hold in this physical format, you see. And so we don't know anyone who has ever had a near-death experience or even a dream experience who is interpreting purely what the non-physical experience is about. They're always interpreting it through the lens of their beliefs from their physical format, you see. So when we say to you that without exception, everyone who makes their reemergence into non-physical has this raising of vibration experience and is immediately surrounded, inundated, becoming that that high, high, high vibration that you have accurately described in the term love, we're not kidding you even a little bit about that. In other words, the death experience, because of the withdrawal of your focus here, you see, let's begin again. In all that we've been talking to you about how you are source energy before you come into this physical body, and you will be once you are no longer in this physical body, you are eternally this source energy. And as you make the decision to come forth into this physical experience, a part of that awareness is projected into this physical personality that you know as you. But this non-physical energy stream, this perspective or beingness, is eternally that which you are. And so when you are beaming through this physical experience and having whatever experiences that you're having, when that perspective is withdrawn, you don't cease to exist. You withdraw into this broader perspective, you see. And that broader perspective is one of pure positive energy. And that's why so many stories of near-death experiences, even stories of heaven and hell, are not being told from this perspective. They're being regurgitated from this perspective. It's not an easy thing. When Jerry talks about the ineffability of that which is non-physical, what he's saying, and accurately so, is that I cannot describe non-physical without doing it through my physical lens. And every time I attempt to describe that which is non-physical through my physical lens, I offer distortion to the story. And we say it is not possible to talk about non-physical through the physical format in any sort of literal sense without offering enormous distortion. The non-physical is not something like what you are living here. It is a different experience. It's a more expansive experience, you see. And it is pure positive energy, and it feels good every single time, and it does not matter what anybody thinks about it. If someone has a near-death experience and then they come back, what they are describing about that non-physical energy is colored, it must be, by their physical perspective and beliefs. And that's why there is such a variety of what is explained. A woman said one day, I watched my father die, Abraham, and I don't believe your story that when everyone reemerges, it is pure positive energy. Because as my father began his slide into non-physical, he began screaming in horror. It was very unsettling to her. And we said, it was just the last expression of his fear about his own unworthiness. He had been taught so many things about where he was going if he did this, this, and this, and he'd done all of those things. Mm-hmm. And now he knows he's going, and he was so sure of where he was going that he screamed on the way out. But he wasn't screaming on the way in.
Thank you.